B-Pod Studios.
We have ourselves a rap party podcast, everybody. It's Mani and Loren. What are you drawing over there?
Hello. I'm going through copy points.
Oh, I heard you drawing something.
I was underlining something.
Oh, okay. We have a leftover phone call from the show, an exclusive that we want to air with you guys here on the rap party in regards to items that were left behind in the home when you moved in. A woman from Florida said that she found a python, a 4-foot-long ball python, in her sink curled up, and she thinks it was the old owner's because the neighbors told her that, yes, the old owners owned snakes. So they lost one, Loren, and it got left behind and probably was hiding underneath the refrigerator, experts think. So before we get into what's going on in Loren's world and why she feels like she was deceived by a friend, let's just play this phone call because this was a creepy story, and then we'll come back to you. Good morning, Lily and Charlotte. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're good. We are talking about things that the previous owners left behind for you.
Yeah, my sister's house in Albany, New York, they left behind naked pictures of themselves.
Oh, somebody I know just found naked pictures in their house.
Where? Where did they leave it?
They left it in dining room on the hutch, like on the very top of the hutch. And they, like, 4, 5, 6 pictures, not just like one, but like a whole stack.
I got one for you, too.
All right, tell us.
So our friend is building like an extension onto his house, but there was a wall and like an empty space behind the wall. So they're knocking down the wall and it goes kind of almost underground. They found a suitcase in there of naked pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All the same person, but a suitcase.
Like
of
when
naked
you find
pictures.
That, do you turn it into the cops?
I think it was
The weird thing is, they know these people. They still live in like the same town.
Oh, that's awkward.
Well, the couple got divorced. I think that's why they sold the house. But it's like, well, who do you return the pictures to?
Right. And listen, as long as it's not like shady stuff and it looks like everybody's up for it,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Then they can do what they want, but. That's funny. Wow. I'm going to go look on top. I don't have a hutch, but I have cabinets in the bathroom that are up high, and I have cabinets in my kitchen. Yeah. I wonder what's on the top of those.
Check on top of your refrigerator.
Well, my refrigerator is mine, the pictures up there are me and Amanda.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, my husband and I were visiting, and then, you know, my sister's showing me, and it's mainly of the wife, but whatever, you know. And so they're like, hey, to my husband, do you want to see these? And he goes, no, I'm good, thanks.
She's not bad. All right, let me have a look.
All right.
Hey, why did we? Yeah, have a great day, you guys.
Thanks,
you
Lily. Too. Loren, did your friends throw out the suitcase? Do you know? Of the pictures?
I'm not sure, actually.
And they showed them to you? They were like, look what we found?
They took a picture of one of them and sent it to me in Dallas.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's so random.
I know.
All right, now. We want to talk about something that you decided to make a rap party exclusive.
Yes.
You feel like your friend deceived you.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Nicole's in the background saying she did.
Thank you. And I'm going to tell you this story, but before anybody comes for me, let me just say that, yes, it is your right to get or not get the vaccine. But when you offer up information that is a blatant lie for me to believe and then come back around and tell me that you are not vaccinated, this is where I have the problem. Because, yes, it is your decision to get or not get the vaccine. It is my decision who to have in my house and around my children. And I choose not to have my children or anybody in my house who is unvaccinated.
What if an unvaccinated person is masked?
That would probably be fine, but I probably wouldn't have them spend the night at my house.
Okay, fair enough.
So I have a friend, and I'm like so like worked up about this already, but I have a friend who, when Jackson was first born, now, mind you, Jackson was born in the middle of the pandemic, like the height of the pandemic,
right. In
June of 2020. In like August of last year, she wanted, my friend wanted to come and see me. And no, I guess it was later than that because it was
She's
when vaccines were already out. No, it is a Florida friend who now lives in another state.
Okay.
Florida friend. I know this makes more sense as we go on. So I guess it was later than that. It was like once people started to get vaccinated. So it must have been in like February, right? February, March.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Of this year.
Yes.
Yep.
And she wanted to come and see Jackson. And we were really, really protective about Jackson, especially until he was a little bit older. And like, I would say probably at like one, maybe 10 months, we started to like take him around people more. But like, I would always have him in a stroller. I wouldn't let anyone hold him. I surely wouldn't let anyone like touch him that I didn't know. So, and I understand that you have to go out and live your life and that sort of thing. But I had this friend who wanted to come and see me, and she said, "Don't worry, I'm vaccinated."
She said that.
Yes. Well, we ended up not doing it that weekend because I was still uncomfortable with the idea of having anybody from the outside in, because she would have to get on an airplane to come here and see me. And it wasn't, if she was unvaccinated, or if she was vaccinated and she had to get on a plane, at that point, we were still under the impression, and I think we still are under the impression, that you can be a carrier, right?
You can be a carrier, yeah.
Okay. So,
but 99% of the North Carolina patients in the hospital right now, 99% are unvaccinated.
Right.
The governor said that last week.
Right.
So even though you're a carrier, if we're all vaccinated in here and one of us has it, we are likely to maybe get it, carry it, but not be symptomatic.
Right. But do remember that my children are unvaccinated.
Sure. So is
Dean. So we ended up not doing it because I was uncomfortable with her having to get on an airplane to come in. And I didn't tell her that at the time. We just made an excuse that we weren't going to be home or we were busy or whatever. Well, she came in for a weekend. And while we were drinking one night together, we're sitting in my kitchen and she slips and says that she's not vaccinated. And I'm like, hey, that's not cool.
You told me you were.
Yeah. And then she tried to backpedal and say she never said that. And I was like, no, you did, because I wouldn't even have entertained the idea if you hadn't offered it up. I would have just assumed you were unvaccinated and not let you, like, from the jump. Because I also kind of can get down with the fact that, like, people are uncomfortable when you ask them. But you offered this information up to me. I didn't ask you.
Right.
You didn't
tell
like
you lied to my question.
Right. So I start getting on her ass and I'm like, first of all, I don't understand.
How long has she been in the house at this point?
Over 20 hours. I don't know. She's had dinner with us. She's given my son a bath. She's been around both my kids. And I'm like, I'm really, really hurt that you're like here and lying to me. And now you're in my house around my kids. Like, it would have been one thing if you would have come into town. Like, maybe I would have said, like, hey, let's go to dinner together or meet for coffee or blah, blah, blah. But, like, I surely wouldn't have had you
off of a plane unvaccinated.
Right, right.
What did Dallas say?
Dallas was definitely irritated, too. I was more hurt by the fact that she lied to me, right? Like, I made a decision based on the information that you gave me, and maybe I would have made the same decision if you would have given me the real facts, but you lied, and that is what hurts me.
Didn't you have another guest in the house, too?
Yeah.
But they're vaccinated.
That person is vaccinated.
How'd that person feel?
That person was not there for this conversation.
Okay.
So I gave this person so much of a hard time that they got up and left before I got up the next day.
Did they leave a note, text, call?
They texted.
And?
It was like, so sorry about last night. Thanks for having me. Blah, blah, blah. I love you.
What'd you say?
I said I love you too.
Did you leave it on red?
No, I didn't leave it on red. But I don't have my read receipts on either. I feel very deceived by this person. And this person was somebody very close to me. And I don't know that I'll ever trust them fully again.
Do you think there's a possibility that they didn't say it?
No.
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 That you're not confused amongst friends? Because you have friends in Florida.
Mm-mm.
You know for a fact that this friend said that they were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like she lied to you because she knew how pro-vaccinated you were?
No, I don't know. I don't.
See, that's what I'm wondering is, like, what's her reason for lying?
Well, so her whole thing once we started to get into it was, I have antibodies. I get tested. I donate blood every 6 weeks or whatever, and they have to test my blood, and I have the antibodies. And I'm like, well, do you think you're Jesus Christ? Because you also don't think that you've ever had it either.
Yeah, so how do you get the antibody?
She doesn't, right. She doesn't think that she's ever come into contact with it. And I'm like, well, first of all, that's ridiculous to think.
I don't know. Can you get the antibodies if you didn't have it?
I
don't know. Remember I asked my cousin to bring me her blood so I can get the antibodies?
Yeah,
yeah. What, was she doing that?
I don't know. I just was very uncomfortable with the whole thing. And I was like, I am really upset that you gave me false information and that you were going to come in my house at the height of this pandemic while my son was under 1 year old and unvaccinated.
Were you guys like yelling?
It was as heated as we are right now. Like it was level headed, but it was very like, I feel deceived.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. You know me. I always like to look at all angles of it, but I don't know. I mean, obviously,
yeah, like
I believe you that she said it, and I don't know why she would lie to you.
I know she
it.
Said it because Dallas and I had a full conversation about it.
Yeah.
And, like, Dallas remembers the conversation, too. And I'm just like, again, don't come at me with your anti-vax stuff because I, like, honestly, that's your decision. My decision was to get vaccinated, but it is also my decision on who I bring in my home.
So after that conversation, what did you guys do? Did you talk about other things or did she go up to her room and then you never saw her
again? I told her I was going to bed because I was
God.
Done with the conversation.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I was like, listen, I'm going to go to bed because this is going nowhere and I just, I'm really hurt.
Oh. Oh, my God.
This is much how my conversations with Dallas end, too.
Well, yeah, but you're married to him.
No, I know.
It's
but,
different.
I mean, this person, like, we were so close. Like, we lived together at some point. Like, I considered making this person one of my kids' godparents.
Your
like,
friend group is dwindling around
I know.
You.
I know it is.
Unless you got COVID. Nicole's over here coughing up a storm. Nicole's vaccinated. We're all vaccinated, by the way, with Pfizer. And supposedly to help people who are skeptical, because I guess Novant Health and Atrium Health is requiring their employees to be fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
One said by September, the other, and I don't know which was which, and the other said October.
Yeah.
Well, there was a rally uptown against Novant and Atrium Health. And it's simple for me. I'm like, if you don't want to be vaxxed, you don't have to be vaxxed, but you also don't have to be employed by Novant or Atrium. Their company, their rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, this isn't Russia where or like, you know, North Korea where the government's going to step in on everything. Like, no,
right.
This is a company,
the
a private company.
The government doesn't want to tell you what to do.
No, they can recommend.
Right.
So the FDA to help skeptical people because somebody had a in scrubs, which meant they were on the floor. You know, it's not an administrative person.
Mm-hmm.
They wear suits. This is someone in the medical, in one of the hospitals, in scrubs at the protest, and it said, I'm not anti-vax, I'm pro-education.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sentiment and the fact that it's still temporarily or emergency authorized,
mm-hmm.
these vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson – from the article I just read a little while ago, the FDA is going to speed up with Pfizer first to give it permanent final sign-off. And they think that that will help people who are like, no.
I know a lot of people who are waiting for it to be, like, fully approved.
Yeah. 70% of Americans are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's not a terrible number.
It's not 70%.
I think I saw it was.
No.
Oh, wait, maybe is it 70 million then? Hold on. How many? I just read it. How many Americans are vaccinated?
You know, and then just to go back to my friend while you're looking that up. You know,
I wrote vaccinated.
Even if you, quote unquote, have the antibodies.
70% have one shot.
I don't know that those antibodies necessarily protect against the Delta variant either. Like, I think
what we're seeing is it is protective if 99% of the people that are in the hospitals are unvaccinated
people. Yeah. Right. But what I'm saying is, like, she claimed that she had the antibodies.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I don't know. Does that just protect you against the strain?
You don't have the antibodies if you don't have, if you haven't if had you, COVID.
Right. Well, I'm sure she, now this person likes to party. So I'm sure this person went on a bender, partied, came in contact with it, and thought she was just hungover.
Yes, Nicole, I see here from this article, while the United States has hit the 70% vaccination goal a month late, it's finally happened. But you're saying it's only one shot.
Right. So, 70 have received one shot, which means that should mean in, what, 3-4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
We should, if everyone gets that second shot, then that 70% is considered herd immunity, which is a huge milestone. Mm-hmm.
That's about a month after President Biden's original goal.
And then, you know, I have to wonder, too, because there's been a lot of breakthrough cases for people who are vaccinated. And, like, yes, their symptoms aren't as bad. But I'm wondering if this is the point now where we will have to start getting booster shots, like the people who are vaccinated
because
first.
Because it's not so, I mean, like, it's not so much breakthrough anymore. Like, that's the thing is we are reading headlines, but, like, my girlfriend was a freaking COVID nurse. Mm-hmm. All of her COVID nurses.
Is she still following it?
Of course she
is. I mean, this is like, this has affected our health, our nurses and our doctors, like, way more than a conversation on a podcast. Like, it's fucking sad.
Yeah.
Like, this will forever change her life, and that's something that she will forever have to deal with. Like, to see death by dozens, like,
in
a day.
So many,
like,
numbers.
And no
matter holding
where you
their
go.
Phone up so they could FaceTime and say goodbye to their
for
loved
the
ones
time,
because they're
it.
Not allowed to see people. It's the saddest, lonely. I heard it's painful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, it got to the
where it feels like you're drowning, right?
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's just what I've heard. It's just, it's crazy. Like, I can't even.
Yeah, don't describe. I
can't.
Know.
But the breakthrough thing is not a breakthrough thing anymore. Like, it is. People who are vaccinated are getting COVID. Like, it's.
But the vaccine's
it's a
working.
Variant.
Correct. Right. It's a different variant, and it's not. And that's the whole thing is that it. You are not going to die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not gonna.
There's always
that.
Cases.
There's always cases. That's the. I think that's the breakthrough. Is that it?
You're right.
That you're getting severely ill. But there are people on the vent who are vaccinated. There are people in ICU that are vaccinated. Like. These are, it's happening. It's just your chances of survival are extremely great compared to if you mm-hmm. are not vaccinated.
We have a really good friend who's an ER doctor here in Charlotte, and she said that half of the ER on Friday night was COVID patients, and they're pretty much split down the middle. Like, half of the people that are coming in are like,
and you know,
I have it and whatever. And then the other half are like, can you give me the vaccine now? They're begging for the vaccine. It's too late at that point.
Right.
That's the crazy thing that doctors are saying is that, like, that's what they're before they go on the vent. Like, they are begging, like, can you give me the vaccine right now? Mm-hmm. They're begging for it, which is crazy.
I remember Dr. Fauci months ago when the Delta variant first popped up was talking to Savannah and he just was like. And I know a lot of people don't like him and, you know, say what you want. I'm just using him as an example. He was like, we have got to, you know, she's like, do we need to be concerned about the Delta variant? And at the time he was like, it's something we're keeping an eye on because that's what we do. That's mm-hmm. my job is to keep an eye on infectious diseases.
Right.
And what we need to do is get as many people vaccinated before it becomes the dominant strain in the United States. And we didn't hit that goal, mm-hmm. which makes me laugh. But like baseball players. They get tested even if they're vaccinated.
Yeah.
And most of them that are positive are asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
And they make them sit out. And then they test them again. And
yeah. And like I said, I am not naive to the fact that, like, we have to live our lives and that we are going to probably come into contact with people. But just the fact that you lied to me and then came to my house and stayed there. And, like, have I never had anybody who is unvaccinated in my house? No, probably not. But I won't ever really know that either. My issue comes with the point that you offered up in, like...
You lied.
You offered up information that was not true.
Yeah.
And I
believed
you.
Around my kids. Good thing you didn't bring her to the birthday party.
Yeah. She was already gone.
You kicked her out already?
I didn't kick her out.
How long was she supposed to be there?
Just for a day or so. Like, she came in, she was
Did you have any fun or did...
No, we had a great time.
And then that happened.
And then that happened. I kind of put a damper on things. It was late, though, and we were both drunk. And listen, I'm not a COVID expert either. I just trust, like, my friends who are doctors and, you know, the scientists and experts. Like, we're watching science in real time. Things are constantly going to be changing.
And we're not supposed to know this. This is, like, all supposed to be behind-the-scenes stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
Nicole and I just got breaking news on our phones, which is interesting. Because it's the other side of it. See, like right now, there's not enough people vaccinated in our building here, so they're making us wear masks. The other side of it is de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, is going to start requiring people carry their vaccination cards to eat
anything indoor.
Eat indoors. No vaccination card, no eating indoors. Still, the vaccinated can remain unmasked inside.
So I have mixed feelings about this because Elena, so Italy is doing this, right? And Elena is about to go back to Italy, and she said that there's people in Italy who are buying fucking vaccine cards who are unvaccinated. So how long do you think that's going to, you know, take
they're
to happen
on the black market?
Yeah.
I wonder, what does the vaccine card look like in different countries? Is it the same?
I don't know. They call it a green pass in Italy. I don't know.
It's
I think
cooler.
It's something
like,
for
like ours is a card. It looks like something that I got written up on in middle school.
It does. It looks like a tardy slip.
Like a detention slip or something. You know, you look at like Italy's or Brazil's. It's like on the phone. It's slick.
Yeah. It comes laminated.
I know. Whoever worked on the Vax app is making a million. It was my idea. I don't know how to move forward with it, so I'll just let the money slip away. But listen to this, though. This is another one that just came through from the Washington Post. Huge surge in vaccination in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
So that's good. People are finally, we had to beat you over the head with it.
So that was this person's whole thing. They're like, I don't have to do it right now. If it becomes uncomfortable for me to live my life, then I'll do it. And I was like,
we're at that point.
What? I was like, that is even more asinine.
All right. There you go. That's an exclusive with Loren. Think of her today as she tries to repair another friendship that's gone.
Also, if you're unvaccinated, like, please just consider it. I have another friend whose dad died over the weekend in Miami. Her entire family got vaccinated. He chose not to. They were really safe during the pandemic, started to come out. He got the Delta variant, and he died this weekend. Like,
that's
just
so
think about your families, because I would need therapy forever to know that, A, I couldn't explain or talk my dad into it. And I would be mad at him.
You don't think your dad would have gotten the shot?
No. I'm just using her example. Oh. I think my dad would have gotten the shot.
Yeah.
But like, I also would be so mad at my dad for not getting it and leaving me behind when it was so preventable.
Even if you want to just do one round and not do the boosters, get your two shots or your one Johnson & Johnson, whatever you want to do. But yeah, because that's another thing is too, is like, I'm still waiting to see. I got my two shots, but like,
or
am I in line now
masks.
To get my booster? No, I'm not. I'm going to wait and see.
Yeah. I mean, at least give yourself some kind of protection. At least wear your mask. If you're not.
I forgot my mask that I got to put my shirt
going
up.
Going to get vaccinated. Please.
Too political.
I know.
See
I'm sorry.
Bye, everybody. Well, Laurent's feeling some type of way, Nicole.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.